Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello. Thanks for being here. Happy Tuesday. 1 week and 1 day until Christmas. Oh my God, I'll be in Florida this time next week. Oh, yeah, a big New Year's Eve celebration.
Hopefully
Mama, I mean,
Christmas
Eve. I know.
Sounds bad.
So I'm looking forward to that feeling though, when you leave work and you know you have some time off and everything just goes,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Slow down.
Mm-hmm. You right. Going any place over the holidays? People
no.
Coming to you?
Well, or? I'm leaving Saturday to fly to Ontario.
Oh,
to drive back.
California.
And drive mom and Shadow back to our house for the holidays. So
good,
the vacation actually
good,
doesn't start until Sunday.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
No, it's fine. And I want my mom around because at some point she's going to say...
Is Jan going to come up and then drive her back?
No.
Or is that... Oh, boy.
Jan works for UPS. So Jan's busiest time of the season is right now.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to drive her back too?
I think Christina wants to do it.
Oh.
She actually wants to be away for a minute.
Well,
and I don't
sure,
blame her.
Right. Uh-huh. Is she on vacation too, or is she going to be working?
No.
Oh, boy. Well. All right. Let us begin with Dead & Company. They are closing out 2019 with two shows at the Chase Center in San Francisco. It's the 30th and 31st of this month. And if you're calling number 9 right now, Ashley's got the phones, 800-400-3697. You'll get a pair of tickets for the New Year's Eve show. Tickets to both shows are on sale now at LiveNation.com. That's a nice way to close out the year if you're a big Dead fan.
And who isn't?
Oh my God, I can't think of one person.
Look at this guy here.
He's so calm and cool and collected.
I know.
So John Mayer's, I love that he does this because he's clearly just found some place that makes him happy. You know what I mean? He didn't have to do this.
He needed to be happy.
Yeah.
Fits right in.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. He actually I don't know. The top looks like pajamas. I didn't see the bottoms.
It does.
He just gets to be in pajamas all the time. Pajamas and a guitar. Who wants anything else? So it's Christmas time. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but a lot of people are getting packages delivered to their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting on their front porches. And it's a real problem. People are getting stuff stolen.
Oh, yeah, of course.
On the regular.
Porch pirates.
Porch pirates, yeah. Exactly. So... In Home Alone, the movie, I don't specifically remember this, but they're referencing this, and Macaulay Culkin is a part of this story. So, in the original Home Alone, that character, his little boy character, kind of inspired this whole thing. Did you remember, I guess maybe it was last year, glitter bombs. People were putting packages on their front porch for porch pirates to steal, and they would get glitter bombed and there would be like a stink factor, like a farty smell or whatever. So what I didn't know was that there's a guy who spent this entire year working on this. Like, he was the guy who did the glitter bombs last year, and now he's one of these viral video guys. Like, that video went up 2 days ago. It's got 13 million views already. Yep. Like, people are all about
wow.
What video?
This particular guy.
This is a guy getting caught stealing?
This guy is the one who developed the person who gets all these views. Do you have his name? I don't even know his name.
I'll get it in a second.
This guy...
Mark Rober?
He clearly has some money to put into this. He's like a NASA engineer guy who quit his job to do YouTube videos. Like, clearly there's more money in it for him if he does that.
Or he made enough that he doesn't have to put up with the BS anymore.
I guess so. So he's put out this video.
BS, yeah.
It features Macaulay Culkin. And so this contraption, he puts it in a box... And even the box itself is disguised. It has it's basically like a circular device inside that has four phones, one on each side of this device. So it's like a top part that's going to shoot everything out on the sides, or phones, so that it's taking video and feeding whatever video feed back to him. So he's got location on the person who stole the thing, and he's got video of them as they open the package, get glitter bombed, and then there's a stink factor too. Like he tried to figure out the stinkiest smell that he can shoot into the room.
I've never robbed a bank, but I think they put those, and it may not be true. I may have only seen this in movies, but they have paint explosives that go off when they hand a bag to someone who's going to leave with the loot.
Right.
It's got, very
when
similar.
When they open the money bag,
now
the thing
they're stained
shoots out.
And there's no hiding amongst, you know, regular people.
And not only that, even painted. If you can get the paint off, apparently under UV light, you can still see
it. The money's ruined,
right.
The same with merchandising at stores. They have those clips that will, if they try to pull up the tag, you know,
it drops dye or something.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this guy's put out this video. It's got Macaulay Culkin in it. And it's cute. I mean, honestly, it's so long. We can't play you a large part of it or anything. This year's contraption featured upgraded components, an even stronger stench. And he's got plenty of footage of the thieves opening the packages. So he puts
real
these...
thieves, or is it staged?
It seems to
it's
be real.
It's real thieves.
You know, if you sit and watch the entire video, and honestly, it is interesting, and you can sit.
That's
and...
amazing. Like the
contraption.
The footage, though, is really looks beautiful.
Right.
Like the exploding glitter is really neat.
Yeah. So it shoot first. It shoots them with the glitter, and then they recover from that. They go over to check out the package, and then this. I think she says something like, "Butt dust bomb about to detonate." You know, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And or butt stench emanating or whatever. It's like a little computerized voice, and then it stinks the whole house up.
Mm.
So, and I have to assume there's location available. That I didn't see any arrest footage, but I have to assume. But the whole point is to catch these people.
He also sets them up and has a return address. So some people are good Samaritans. They bring it back, and he gives them $400.
Oh.
Just be like, hey, good job, man. Thanks for being a good guy. So he stokes a lot of people out, too.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So he's independently wealthy.
Clearly.
Yes.
Good for him.
Well, he
looks
is...
like a young guy, too.
How many subscribers does he have? He looks like Seth MacFarlane, like a young Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah.
Looks like he's in his mid-20s. Like Macaulay Culkin looks like an old guy next to him. I'm not kidding.
He has 9.6 million subscribers.
So as of last night, it was the number one trending video on YouTube. It had more than 11 million views. This morning, it has 13 million. Why don't we put a link to that on the Serenbini Facebook page? But it's very cute, and it's extensive. He goes through the whole process of how we made the thing before we even get to the videos where the thieves are picking this stuff up. But that is, I guess, if you've got that kind of time and money. That's one way to make those thieves pay.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't want to be robbed, but I also don't want to put a bunch of time into catching people who are, it's not.
There was one part of the clip where I guess they're disguised in a box that looks like it has a really nice set of Bose headphones in it.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And so you hear the thief saying, I got our son a really nice set of headphones, you know? And then... Right. He opens the package and everyone is bitterly disappointed. Madonna.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to her. She may have found a new man who, not surprisingly, is more like a boy. His name is Alamalik Williams, and he's one of her backup dancers. He's 25.
She's going out with one of her dancers?
That's what it seems like.
All right.
She's 61. He's 25. Why the hell not? They were spotted cuddling on a hotel balcony in Miami on Saturday. Cuddling. Who doesn't
love
that?
You think if you got single, you would go with some just hot piece of young man?
You know, I swear to God.
Just to see what...
Who knows if I would, but I'll tell you something. I look in the mirror. I've seen myself, and I would not want to get naked around a 25-year-old. So, no, I actually think I wouldn't.
You know, if I can help you with... No, I can't help you, but let
you
me
can't
just
help
give
me.
You another side to that.
Guys are born on anything?
No, I was going to say...
Oh, my God, you hurt my feelings.
You know what? The idea that you're worried going into it when what you should be is, I'm here for a good time, and I'm not concerned with trying to keep you.
I'm stupidly self-conscious. I can't. I just know I wouldn't be able to do it.
I want my brains on the other side of the room when you're done, and then pick up your clothes and get out.
Get your clothes and get out.
Here's a couple $100, too.
Oh, boy, he's a whore?
Go
all right.
Go buy lunch.
Paying for this.
That's
sounds
right.
good.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Oh.
So
well.
You would do it. You go
oh, I totally
some young.
Would. Please.
I don't know. I want to find
like,
someone
yeah,
to talk to.
I'm look at me. I am like a roadmap over here, you know, with all my scars and bumps and everything going on. Bumps. That doesn't sound good. But
you know what's funny is I think I'd want to go for like a guy my age or older, and I'm like, they wouldn't be looking for me. That's the problem.
I'll just be alone on my rocking chair on my porch.
But she's Madonna.
I know. Oh, my God. And Madonna's.
The guy's stoked to be around
no
her.
Well, it just. I just said his name, Alamalik Williams.
God,
did you say
that.
His name?
Alamalik.
I don't know.
Alamalik.
Alamalik. Alamalik. It's like the llama fans here are probably really into that.
Stop
I
want to
lick a llama. Llama people. Anyway, she is playing in Miami Beach through Sunday, so it's not surprising that she's in Miami. Cuddling on a balcony with her boy toy. He's also made several appearances on her Instagram over the past couple months, so this may be an ongoing thing.
Good for them.
I know. It's great. Why shouldn't everyone get to shtup whoever they want?
Mm-hmm. As long as everyone's consensual.
Well, and you assume they're doing that, but maybe.
Well, it's unfortunate that she is his boss.
Right.
Because that could come back.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. I mean, he works for her. He's one of her dancers.
Yeah, but she owns the company, so she gets to say, I do what I want.
But he could say, I did what she wanted because...
And now I'm suing.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. If it was a girl, I'd be like, oh, how could that guy get over on a young lady? If it's a guy, you have a tendency to go, that dude's having the time of his life. Mm. You know what? Some situations, you get into a thing where... I don't know. I feel a double standard is there for sure.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, there always is. Time to get the rumor mill going again, everybody.
Who?
Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, come on.
I know, it's so stupid. They're clearly friends.
She'd be crazy to allow that.
I agree.
Even though she knows he's gotten his.
Mm-hmm. Took a long time, but he got his.
But she'd be crazy. She wouldn't do that.
He went to her Christmas party on Saturday. Gwyneth Paltrow, another of Brad's exes, was also there. She's married to Brad Falchuk now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching, we're sort of hopping around seasons on American Horror Story.
And hopping around seasons?
Because they're all each their own storyline. So the one we started the other night is the final one or the most recent one, Apocalypse. And I didn't notice it on the first one, but his name popped up as, you know, show written and created by Brad Falchuk. Brad Falchuk. But anyway, Gwyneth Paltrow is married to him now. Kate Hudson, Jimmy Kimmel, these are all people at Jennifer Aniston's Christmas party. Brad was there the whole time. He was one of the first to show up about 7 o'clock, stayed till the end. Had a good old time.
Weird, too, because he's supposedly new sober guy.
Right.
Not new. I guess it's year or more has passed. But I imagine he's being checked up on in some way, shape, or form because of the way that divorce went down and
the
kids.
Custody.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I would be careful.
If he stayed that long, I mean, look, he's Brad Pitt. If he's not comfortable and not having a good time, he would leave. So he must have been comfortable. Had a good time. I don't know who all else was there. I assume regular people who know how to behave around celebrities. but he was there. Showed up at 7, stayed till the end.
Good for him. Good for her, too.
He was also at Jennifer's birthday party.
How very grown up of them.
I know. So they're totally getting back together, right?
Right.
Anyway, congratulations on your adultness.
Then again, we all have that person that even though we know better, we've gone, here I am again.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And a lot of time's gone by. They say that...
I know. One where we're like, did we really let this happen again? So, maybe.
Yep. I told myself I'd never do that again.
Here I am again.
Randomly, Charlize Theron is in the news today.
Not so random. The movie's coming out.
Oh, right. She's all over the place. What's it called?
Bombshell.
Yeah.
I don't know this.
It's the movie. It's Roger Ailes.
Oh, I do know this. The girls who take down,
yeah. or, you know, whatever. Gretchen Carlson, mm-hmm. Megyn Kelly. And
yeah,
I don't even know.
I always forget the third one.
Shucks. You know, they didn't even say it in the story.
It's with that really pretty girl.
Rebecca? Robbie. She plays Harley.
Margot Robbie.
That's it. Who does she play, though, Bryn?
Can you see what her role
is? Oh, in that movie?
Yeah. I always forget that.
So you're right. That is why she's... Because this is mm-hmm. this says absolutely nothing about the movie. But, you know, you've probably heard the story. When she was a little girl, Charlize Theron, her mom shot her dad and killed her. Killed him right in front of her.
Yeah.
And she says... It almost sounds like she likes talking about it. Charlize's dad was an abusive drunk. One night he came home completely wasted with a gun. Charlize and her mom fled to a bedroom and stood against the door while he tried to push his way through. He stepped back and fired 3 shots through the door. Somehow did not hit either one of them. So then mom said, oh, that's right, I have a gun. And apparently it was in the bedroom. So she goes and gets her gun and she shoots him dead. And it was self-defense. She was never charged. Seems like you'd be bummed to talk about it or something you wouldn't want to think about. Charlize says, it's something I share with a lot of people because I do think the more we talk about these things, the more we realize we're not alone in any of it. For me, it's always been that this story is really about growing up with addicts and what that does to a person.
Oh, so I didn't realize, well, drugs were involved.
Well, I don't, I mean, just, you know, an addict, I would think even an alcoholic is considered an addict.
Absolutely.
You know, who knows what all else was happening there, but that was for sure. I don't know how I feel about this. It sounds like HBO, they have this new streaming service called HBO Max. And sounds like they're getting into reality shows. And I thought every angle had been explored in TV dating shows, but they've got one with Christmas. It's not coming until next year. It's called The 12 Dates of Christmas.
Oh.
Adorable. The show will, quote, follow a cast of singles as they step into a real-life romantic comedy full of cozy sweaters, fireside cuddles, and mistletoe kisses, all arranged to help these souls find love just in time for the holidays. It's set at a, quote, picturesque Christmas castle. It will include holiday traditions like ice skating and sleigh rides. And ultimately, the singles choose someone to take home for the holidays. Hopefully forever, right? You find love. I just thought it was weird. Like, HBO is not, like, I consider shows like that, like most reality shows except Survivor and Big Brother, to be total trash. And this sounds trashy, but.
Well, they're cheap to make, so the loss is minimal compared to flopping the last season of Game of Thrones. I mean, that's a big, that's a huge mistake.
Yeah. One of the most expensive shows to make ever.
Yikes. It's too bad. Is The Bachelor and Bachelorette still on? You still watch that?
I don't. Sometimes John will get me sucked into it. You know what happens is sometimes, like, if we're on vacation and I'm staying up late and he's like, oh, I have a couple episodes of this to catch up on. And then I get sucked in because they are fun. But they're absolute trash. They're total guilty pleasure kind of things.
The final season of Game of Thrones, they said it was $15 million per episode.
Wow. Oh, my God. That is so goddamn much money.
And for everyone's review to be thumbs down.
Yeah, hard.
That's a bummer.
Motley Crue have unretired. and they're saying in this story, they have now to transition from old man shape back into rock star shape. So the band's manager says that some of them were working with a trainer, some of them were working with a nutritionist. They got to be the best that they can be. This manager
can
says.
Can they get Mick Mars' entire person replaced?
He's
a disaster.
He dismissed fans' concerns about the health of crew guitarist Mick Mars. That guy has been gravely ill for years.
Yeah.
He's been dealing with chronic arthritis, a hip replacement. Vince Neil can't sing anymore, and he's gained a ton of weight.
Mm-hmm.
He says, this is the manager again, we were in November when the discussions were happening, and these guys were already into regimens of how they get ready for a tour. Let's see what Vince sings like and looks like when the tour goes out. It starts in July, and there are, I guess they're probably going to just, like, enjoy the holidays and then have 6 months to do it.
Get in shape.
So good luck to them. Sure, it'll be great. I did see Motley Crue. Probably 12, or more years ago. They were over in Oakland and on one of their famous goodbye tours. And they were excellent. You know, they do put on a great show. I don't know if he sings along with tracks or what, because it sounded perfect. Mm. But so I'm sure he does. But they, you know, they're a fun band to see. I mean, it's fun because the crowd is fun. It's all people just dressed up in their crew gear that they haven't pulled out of the closet in 30 years.
There are certain bands that translate from a regular venue to an arena. Like, you call it arena rock or whatever, but yep, some bands can do it, some can't.
Right. They really can.
They can. And 21 Pilots is a band that I would never have otherwise seen. I just wouldn't have, but I saw them play.
Oh, you just saw them. Yeah.
Not So Silent Night.
Not So Silent.
Right. Those two dudes had that whole arena rocking. It was incredible. Like, I don't know where they came from. I don't know what this dude's background is. But they went from whatever tiny little places they were playing
to... They're from American Musical Duo from Columbus, Ohio.
Out of Ohio.
Formed in 2009.
Oh.
And they don't even have enough people playing music. Like, there's no guitar player.
Right.
There's no...
So they must have some tracks, and then they play along with those. You said it's a drummer and a bass player.
It's if you listen to the songs...
They're very spare.
They're spare.
There is, like... You can hear the... Especially...
Listen to the bass, though.
But that's piano or keyboard of some kind.
Oh, right. Yeah, they had a piano there, too. And that was one of the things the guy did. He sat down. He's like, I believe you would have loved this moment. He's like, I believe everybody can sing and you're going to sing with me now, everyone. So this side, I'm going to teach you guys this part of the song.
I love when that goes well. And then arena's going.
You guys, this is your part. All right. Now we're going to put it together on three. You ready? And it was cool. It was a cool moment. It was a kumbaya in a stadium. You know what I mean? Like, everyone was in.
There are not a lot of bands that can do that kind of thing.
And I swear to you, I've seen, I don't know how many shows. 500? Is that
right.
a bat?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Since I was
right.
12?
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting there going, who the bleep are you? And how are you pulling this? Because he was comfortable.
Nice.
Like, fine with it. Nice.
Yeah. Well, they've been at it for a while. I mean, little
they've
town
had some
of Columbus.
Interchanging members going on there.
Have
21
they?
Yeah. Pilots have?
Uh-huh.
So,
oh. Like between four members, I think a couple left.
Oh, so
in
they toured with a band, it sounds like.
Oh.
And so it's,
but it must be these two main dudes.
Right.
And that's crazy. All right, Vinny, I'm so sorry. We're completely out of time.
I'm so sorry. I'm the one. Anyway, I'll tell you the top apps of the year. I'll tell you some dirty stuff and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.